Or some orange squash?
You mustn't bother.
Orange squash, the boy said firmly. Again, the long pause and, please, as she went through the door. Now we were alone, I looked at him. He really did look ill, crouching back on the cretonne. If he had not winked at me, I would have wondered whether perhaps... Miss Smythe returned, carrying the orange squash, and I said, "Say thank you, Arthur."
"Is his name Arthur?"
"Arthur James," I said.
"It's quite an old-fashioned name."
"We're an old-fashioned family. His mother was fond of Tennyson."
"She's..."
"Yes," I said, and she looked at the child with commiseration.
"He must be a comfort to you."
"And an anxiety," I said. I began to feel shame. She was so unsuspicious, and what good was I doing here? I was no longer meeting X, and would I be any happier for giving a face to the man upon the bed? I altered my tactics. I said, "I ought to introduce myself. My name is Bridges."
"And mine is Smythe."
"I have a strong feeling I've met you somewhere before."
"I don't think so. I have a very good memory for faces."
"Perhaps I've seen you on the common."
"I go there sometimes with my brother."
"Not by chance a John Smythe?"
"No," she said. "Richard, how is the little boy feeling?"
"Worse," said Parkus's son.
"Do you think we ought to take his temperature?"
"Can I have some more orange squash?"
"It can do no harm, can it?" Miss Smythe wondered. "Poor child."
"We've trespassed on you enough."
"My brother would never forgive me if I didn't make you stay. He's very fond of children."
"Is your brother in?"
"I'm expecting him any moment."
"Home from work?"
"Well, his working day is really Sunday."
"A clergyman?"
I asked with a secret malice, and received the sizzling answer, "Not exactly." A look of worry came down like a curtain between us, and she retired behind it with her private troubles. As she got up, the hall door opened, and there was X. I had an impression, in the dusk of the hall, of a man with a handsome actor's face, a face that looked at itself too often in the mirrors, a taint vulgarity, and I thought sadly and without satisfaction, "I wish she had better taste." Then he came through into the light of the lamps, and the purple crumbled strawberry mark stretching from above the cheekbone down to the point of the chin was almost like a mark of distinction. I had maligned him. He could have no satisfaction in looking at that. Miss Smythe said,
"My brother Richard, Mr. Bridges.
Mr. Bridges' little boy is not feeling well. I asked them in." He shook hands, his eye on the boy. I noticed the dryness and heat of his hands. He said,
"I've seen your boy before."
"On the common?"
"Perhaps."